Hey there, all you spooky friends and family. My name is Alexa Reeves, and I will be your witch and host on today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. I just started my second glass of Pinot Grigio for the evening, which is great because I am good and ready to go and talking about our last brief dive into the Zodiac. This is episode 4 for 4. We're going to cover the water signs, my personal favorite. Yes, I'm biased. I'm going to give you guys the meanings, the definitions, some of the more common vocabulary associated with the Zodiac, as well as some correspondence, planets associated with it, houses, personality traits. I'd like to give you a little bit of the good personality as well as the bad personality for each Zodiac sign. As always, I'd like to remind you that your spirituality and religion is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is in no way the definitive rule on any topic. It is merely meant to be a jumping off point so you can begin your exploration into the amazing and complex world that is around us. So, with air that inspires us, earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, let's take our last snapshot into the Zodiac here and cover these water signs. So first of all, what is the Zodiac? What is it? Why do we have it? The Zodiac is when we took the entire Gregorian calendar, the 12-month calendar that spans for all of us, and mapped out all of the planets in our solar system on top of that timeline. We divided it into 12 houses, or 12 little pieces of pie, because a lot of time when it is represented in a pictograph or some sort of image, the Zodiac is written into a circle. It's literally, it looks like a little piece of pie carved into 12 individual slices. Those 12 slices are one of each of the 12 signs. And those 12 slices are one of each 12 houses that the Zodiac is broken up into. So your Zodiac signs, not only your sun, but the rest of your natal chart, is governed by the placement of the planets and the stars at the exact time and location of your birth. Each chart's unique. Each chart is individual to the person, just like we're all individual people. You can map your entire natal chart with the placement of each one of these celestial bodies. Each planet in the solar system rules over certain aspects of your personality, of thoughts, of your life. Depending on which house or which, you know, little piece of pie that planet was in and how close it was to the next sign, how close it was to entering the next house, all of that determines the planet's behavior and ultimately affects you as your sign. Within that 12 zodiac sign, we can map every single person that we meet. Most people, when they talk about their zodiac sign, are really only ever exposed to their sun sign, which is the placement of the sun when you were born. This is what most newspapers report on, what the typical newspaper horoscope. If someone asks what your sign is, they're typically asking about your sun sign. And this is your ego, your identity, your personality. This is usually a pretty decent indicator of most people. But in another episode, we are going to cover all of the natal chart and the planets and what they hold domain over and all the little nuances in the moon signs and rising signs and what all of that means. But for our fourth and final episode, you guys, we are going to talk about, again, my biased and favorite, our sensitive, our nurturing, and our imaginative water signs. We are going to cover the Cancers, the Scorpios, and the Pisces of the world. Again, I am biased. I am happily a Scorpio. And my other two signs, my big three, as it's called, my rising and my moon sign, are also Cancer and Pisces. So I am very much biased towards the water signs. But let's start with Cancers, my literal favorite sign of the entire zodiac. My love, if you are born between June 22nd and July 22nd, you are a Cancer. You are named for that little constellation of the crab with his adorable little pinchers. And you are situated in just about the middle of the zodiac there. Cancers are cardinal signs, meaning that Cancers are typically your leaders, your initiators, they're direct, they're assertive kinds of people. Cardinal signs are first ones out the door, first ones with an idea, ready to begin a new project at any time. Cancers are associated with the planet of the moon, our moon, which I think is really great, which governs emotions, your feelings, your inner thoughts. It's associated with the Chariot card in the tarot deck. And Cancer sits in the fourth house. And the fourth house has everything to do with the home and the family. I have always lovingly referred to Cancers as hermit crabs rather than regular crabs, because a Cancer is not complete without their shell, without their home. You will know when you enter a Cancer's home because you will automatically feel like you can plop yourself down on the couch and hang out for forever. On a good note, Cancers are emotional, loving, they're intuitive, they're very imaginative people. They're shrewd and cautious and protective and very sympathetic. You catch a Cancer friend on a bad day, though, you might find that they are changeable and moody. They can be overly emotional. They can be touchy and very clingy and have an inability to let go of something from the past. I love Cancers. I collect them. My husband, my mother, my mother-in-law, just to name a few, are all Cancers, as well as a good chunk of my friend's circle. I love Cancers. They're literally, I could spend a whole episode talking about how great they are. But instead, we're going to move on to the second water sign that we're going to cover, which is my sun sign, Scorpios. Scorpios, you know who you are. If you're born between October 23rd and November 21st, you are named after the constellation of the Scorpion, and you are a Scorpio. Scorpios are fixed signs, meaning we are organized and stable, reliable. We are determined people. Fixed signs are stuck in the mud in all the best ways. We are the ones that stick by our guns. We can stick, you know, to what we say, and what we say goes. Scorpios are associated with the planet Pluto. Pluto is still a planet in my book, and I know an army of Scorpios that will fight you on that. Pluto governs power, transformation, and your ultimate destiny. Scorpios are associated with the Death card in the tarot deck, and they find themselves in the eighth house of the zodiac, which deals with death and transformation, changes. Scorpios are, by and large, determined, forceful, emotional, intuitive, powerful, passionate, magnetic people. On the bad side, though, Scorpios can be jealous and resentful, compulsive, obsessive, secretive, obstinate. Scorpios, I have always lovingly thought of as the bad boys of the zodiac, or the bad girls. You can always meet a Scorpio. Common saying in a lot of the zodiac literature I read is that you'll know a Scorpio by their eyes, because once you make eye contact with a Scorpio, you'll look away first. Scorpios have a very intense gaze. They've tapped into that deep, deep well of emotions that's down there. And the deep well of emotions that deals with your transformation, with your humanity, and they can see yours when they look at you. And a lot of people can pick up on that. Last and certainly not least, we have our dear little fish pair. We have our Pisces. If you're born between February 19th and March 20th, you are a Pisces. You are named for the constellation, and you are represented by a little swimming fish pair. Pisces are mutable signs. Our mutable signs are flexible, adaptable, communicative, changeable. Pisces literally go with the flow, which is great because they are our little fish signs. Pisces are associated with the planet of Neptune. Neptune is a planet that deals with healing, intuition, and spiritual awareness. Pisces are associated with the moon card, which also holds sway over the oceans. I love how these nuances will work out here with Pisces as represented by Neptune. Neptune being Poseidon, which is the lord of the sea and water, and are represented by the moon card in tarot, the moon that is associated with emotions and controls the tides of the water that the Pisces swim in. Pisces are found in the 12th house of the zodiac. The 12th house deals with the unconsciousness, the self-doings of what's going on in there. Pisces are, by and large, imaginative people. Pisces are, they literally have the attention span of a goldfish. They are up for anything, but you better keep it entertaining because they will move on. They are sensitive and compassionate people. They are determined and selfless, and they are unworldly. Like they are the people that see the bigger picture quicker than anybody else. On the flip side, though, sometimes Pisces can be escapists. They don't like to deal with problems head on. They tend to want to, again, swim away from turbulent waters. They're idealistic. They're secretive. They can be pretty vague at times. They can also be weak-willed and easily led. Out of all the mutable signs, a lot of times Pisces are the easiest to convince to do something different. They take that mutable nature to the extreme there. Pisces are great. Pisces are up for any adventure. If you are looking for a spontaneous adventure, go find yourself a Pisces friend, because that Pisces friend has an uncanny ability to always be in the right place at the right time for an amazing story to happen. And they're going to be the types of people that come back from vacations and trips and go, "You wouldn't believe what happened." And you genuinely won't. When they tell you what it is they've done, you won't believe. You're like, "How could that happen?" It happens to Pisces. These are our brief little snapshots into our water signs here. There are so many nuances, so many little twists and turns and factors that detail and entangle each sign here. Some of what I've said, I hope will resonate. I hope will sound like you. There's going to be some of what I said that doesn't sound like you, that doesn't sound like someone that you know as a sign or yourself as a sign. Not only does your entire natal chart influence your sign, but also the environmental factors you were raised in, your genetic predisposition, home life, everything like that will affect who you are as a person. But your sun sign is a great way to start to know yourself. Literally, Temple of Delphi, know thyself. This is an excellent starting point. If there's things I've said about signs that you know or that you are, that you say, "Ah, man, that totally sounds like me." Well, why does it sound like you? If there are things I've said where you go, "Oh, that's not me." Well, why isn't it you? You know, what part of yourself do you know that well to know that that isn't like you? It's a great jumping off point to kind of delve into some personal exploration and reflection. I highly recommend doing this reflection with a good friend, with a couple of friends, if you can swing it, because it's always more fun in a group, and pop a bottle of wine open while you're doing it. I fully intend to finish my glass of Pinot Grigio here. You guys, I finally get to cover the entire natal chart. It's going to be a bit of a longer episode, but this concludes our zodiac brief with our water signs here. We have covered all 12 signs of the zodiac. If you guys have any other questions, thoughts, you know, feelings, anything like that, find us on social. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok, you guys. So come find us. Come hang out at the store. Come tell us what your sign is, because I guarantee you we will be able to easily spend hours talking about whatever little nuance in the zodiac you would like to talk about. You guys, I will see you all in the next one. Blessed be.